Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited that you're here with us this evening. It's Thursday, March 1st, 2007, about 1 minute past 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Yes. Well, I mentioned briefly last night that we were under a tornado watch or tornado warning. I always get those two mixed up. But, you know, so the show ended and everything seemed fine. There's a little bit of rain coming down, not anything too bad anyway. So by the time I rolled in at home, we started getting some hail and various things like that. Some very, very near tornadic activity in the area. Various places had the funnel clouds and whatnot, but I don't think they actually touched down. However, other places weren't so lucky. Just massive, massive thunderstorms rolling through all over the country, honestly. I think it was from Louisiana to like Minnesota or something. It was insane. Obviously, Missouri got hit. Kansas got hit. Alabama got hit hard today. You probably had seen something like this. All of this stuff is exactly, is 15? Jeez. Wow. I think it was 12 the last time I had heard. So 15 dead, according to Thomas there in the studio. Yeah, I know, high school kids. It was a real tragedy. Actually, it was in Enterprise, Alabama. And everything that I'd heard indicated that most of the schools had dismissed their students early. I don't know if this school did or did not. It would seem that they didn't, but they moved, as a precaution, all of the students into the gymnasium. And that was the area that directly took a hit from this tornado. So initially they had said that they had no reports of injuries, but they're still finding bodies as we speak. So it's just a real tragedy. An awful, awful situation, folks, and certainly we'll be praying for them. It's part and parcel to what's to be expected, and I think it's that kind of grief and whatnot that's going to stimulate some of the passion on the part of the global warming story, you know, people who adhere to that theory, much like we discussed last night. So there's something to that. It is part of climate change. It is mentioned in the Pentagon climate report, which is probably the more accurate and the more frightening concept than just the planet warming up 1 degree every 100 years. So we have to pay close attention, folks, and we have to do our best to be prepared in every possible way. So please, 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 I urge you to pay close attention, do some research, and don't simply poo-poo the idea of your area being targeted, perhaps. You know, for example, here, even if we're in the middle of the show, I hope John Statmiller would forgive me, but I'd say, Thomas, throw a song in, brother. I'm going to go run and hide because I'm on the top floor. I couldn't be any closer to a tornado than unless I were on the roof, which I'm fairly close to being on the roof. But anyway, yeah, it's just a mess. We have to take these things very seriously, and it comes up in a number of different things. We may not view a situation as potentially life-threatening, but that doesn't mean that it's not. Anything can always happen, and we have to be prepared in every possible conceivable way. So, again, pay close attention to what's going on in the world, folks, because you never know when it's going to be happening in your town. Arkansas got hit by a tornado, I want to say earlier this week, and we mentioned that a little bit. Everybody survived, thank God. Lots of people injured, but it basically annihilated all of the jobs, like thousands and thousands and thousands of jobs, because it took out the few businesses that employed everybody in the town. So we're faced with a very traumatic weather situation and whatnot, and who knows what kind of desperation people will be in come summertime and crops and drought and things like that. So, you know, prepare yourself so that you're not forced to maybe resort to stealing, perhaps, and then end up in jail. We'll talk about that with our guest who will be joining us. His name is Bill O'Brien. He is a prison system whistleblower, and he'll be with us when we come back from the short break. Please stick around.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stagon. Headache Stagon will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stagon has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends, and welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you joining us on the internet at republicbroadcasting.org, as well as franklyspeakingradio.com. Our phone number, of course, is 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Our good friend Bill O'Brien is joining us on the show. He is a U.S. prison system whistleblower, and of course, names have been changed to protect the innocent and those with huge amounts of guts. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, Frank Warrior, we are on top of it today. MSNBC upstaged you.
Really?
Yeah, in the news right now. Second lead article on MSNBC. Global warming as dangerous as war, UN chief says.
Oh, wow.
So we're right up there.
That's fascinating.
They had it all ready to go.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, we've been talking about that, and you know how the show goes. I mean, typically I'll pick some news segments and just kind of go through them. But I spent about 2 hours on one story last night, which was a hit piece on people who disagree or disbelieve or don't know that global warming is happening. And I said, you know, just this article is just dripping with hatred. This is going to be the new thing. And when you've got tragedy like you've had today as a result of these storms, and you know, gosh, we've just been really bombarded by storms.
Tragic, since, absolutely, you know, tragic.
Yeah, the whole month of February with ice and snow and crazy amounts of snow, like 12 feet up in New York and places like that. You know, this is going to get a lot of people fired up, and this is going to get a lot of people looking for an issue, something like that. And then there's, you know, the hypocrisy. For example, here in in Northwest Arkansas. They, I guess the air raid sirens went off last night for about 3 minutes, accidentally, and people are all upset that they were woken up to hearing these sirens when there was no tornado on the ground. And I'm thinking, gosh, at least you have them. We don't have those sirens here, and they're complaining that they were warned for nothing. So false alarm in my mind is better than no alarm at all. But, you know, here you've got this situation with all these tornadoes. I think people are – this is going to be the new hot-button issue. And it's very interesting because when – and I'm sure you've read it. The Pentagon climate report about climate change, it doesn't necessarily say global warming per se, but just changes in the climate and the way things are going to go. And it talks about countries basically going to war using and threatening to use and developing nuclear weapons simply to acquire natural resources necessary to survive. Mm-hmm. Well, if that's going to happen, of course, on a global scale, how much more likely is it going to happen on a national scale, meaning people who aren't ready for changes like an economic collapse or something. They're just going to be running around robbing people and all that stuff. It's vital that we prepare ourselves for these things because we are going to turn into a police state. And
it's happening right,
yeah,
right
I know
before
it
your very eyes, Frank. That's why I'm calling in today. Well, you're right on. And the thing is, I was talking with Jeff earlier this week, and I said, you know, it's amazing. You know, I don't know about you, but the gasoline has precipitously gone up in our area. It went up another 10 cents a gallon this morning.
It was $2.37 for the low grade.
Oh, so. You're getting cheap gas.
Really?
The cheapest you can get around here is $2.45.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And they expect another 5 to 10 cent a gallon increase tomorrow.
Hmm.
The thing of it is, the latest lie on the financial channels is that the increased demand from Russia is, or something to that effect, was affecting the price of the barrel of oil the last few days, which is a fraud. And I keep telling folks, I says, you know, everyone has this Anglo perspective that how we live here in this country is how they live in Canada or in Russia. I says, how many people in Russia have cars? And they're trying to tell us that there's an increased demand of oil, or China. China's demand for oil is driving this. Oh, really? Last I checked, people are still riding and bicycles are walking.
That's right. My rickshaw's tank is full, thank you.
You see what I mean? I mean, they lead you away and distort perception, and they try to make it a centrist position. And again, you're right about how they spin this thing. You know, one thing they never seem to bring up is the fact that how many times this year have you turned on the Weather Channel or your local news, and they're over-exaggerating the weather reports? Because, quite frankly, folks, the choicest and most expensive commercial time exists around the weather spot, because that's when the highest traffic density exists. Mm. And then we're trying to string this thing out. But no one ever talks about the irresponsibility and the accountability of the Weather Forecast Bureau for causing a lot of false alarms. And when one really does come up that has a significant impact, people are thinking this is another case of Chicken Little screaming, the sky's falling.
Oh, I see.
See where I'm coming from?
Because
they got to sell this. They're marketing and they're selling the weather.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, quite frankly, they're doing us all a disservice, because then when we have turbulent weather such as this, and March is always known for turbulent weather, this is not unusual for this time of year to have this happen in the Midwest. But by golly, what happened down there in Enterprise is just absolutely tragic.
Yeah.
But they've already overestimated the amount of debt of that school. They've had to revise down that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was it, 19? I had heard at one point that I heard it was down.
They're revising it down. They haven't stated specifically, but they're already talking about that.
Wow.
Another thing, I'm just going to go right into it, because all of a sudden we're starting to get bombarded with a lot of things in a lot of different areas, and it's really concerning me, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just give a quick historical perspective. Nazi Germany, and this also relates to homeland security in this respect, that most people will remember, of course, because we're constantly being reminded of what happened to the Jews prior to the concentration camps, how they were given the Yellow Star of David and herded into ghettos and things of this nature. Well, what people don't realize is that we're heading in that direction already in this country. And because they didn't start with the Jewish folks, even though that was the largest contingent. They started with the sexual perverts of the day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. They started with the homosexuals, the cross-dressers, the people who were into fetishes. These are the first people they rounded up because they were the most easily identifiable and most repugnant to society. And here we go again. Have you noticed how many stories now we're seeing leading in the newspaper of child pornography and things of this nature, this Devlin case, and a few other things. That one school teacher who was having sex with 13 or 14 year old boys since December.
Yeah.
Those are your two lead stories tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this plays in real nice and tidily with what's going on with Jessica's Law and the latest license plate legislation that you're trying to pass in Ohio.
So tell us about Jessica's Law.
Jessica Lansford, I don't know if folks remember, a few years ago, not too long ago, was a child that was abducted, sexually abused, and then murdered. And this is just the latest springboard since Megan's Law. And what they're using this is a catalyst to dramatically not only increase prison expenditure, but increase the severity of prison terms, as well as the post-prison experience for these inmates. Let me get specific. In California, if you want to go there, if you have the time, you'll see what's going on under the governor. They're going to be increasing mandatory prison sentences to 15 to 25 years for predators to life. The minimum is 15 to 25 all the way to life. Now, this is predators. This isn't people who have been charged with sexual crimes. We're talking predators. We're people who are suspected of this. And it doesn't get any easier after that. After you do your term, you will be on lifetime probation. You're going to have an ankle identification bracelet that's going to be monitored by GPS. And you are going to be highly scrutinized as to where you can go and what you can do. Initially, they're setting up free sex offender zones, if I may use that term, places where these people are not allowed to circuit. We're talking 2,000 feet away from school zones and things of this nature, and it sounds all well and good, except for a couple of things that concerns me. Number one, they're proceeding as if this was the centrist position and an extremely expensive piece of legislation, because they're talking about massive prison bed increases along with this. And you have to say to yourself, well, what's so wrong about of rescinding their ability to go near these places where there's children? I says, well, first off, there's how many areas do you go in the course of the day that there are children? I mean, they can start out with school zones and safe zones such as this nature, but what happens with churches or in the malls or in other high traveled areas where there's a mix, such as an airline? You see where this is going. They're going to have, obviously, events where these people are going to be in violation or not in violation and commit some kind of sex act, or at least they're going to perceive it, and they're going to ever increase the restriction of their mobility. This ties into really handily what's going on in Ohio, because they want to pass a law that has sex offender license plates for cars.
Yes.
And this is going to make these people readily targets. Now, most people are saying, well, they're the dregs of society. They're pedophiles. Okay. Well, that's assuming that these people truly are pedophiles and aren't people who have been victimized by over-sensationalized crime laws, as this is alluding to, because there's no real checks and balances system in this thing. And what's going to happen to, for example, let's just use one hypothetical example. This is an extreme, but it's also something that could happen, particularly when you consider what's happened with eminent domain. Let's say someone who lives within a school zone has a very desirable piece of property, and someone on the school board or some political official wants to buy it and he doesn't want to sell. All you have to do now is all of a sudden start spinning some yarns or making some assertions that this person is a sexual predator. You bait him, or you put any kind of material in his house, all of a sudden this person is being arrested, and he has to have a fire sale on his property for legal fees.
Yeah, if they don't just outright confiscate it like they do with drug offenders.
See, what I'm concerned about this, Frank, is that there's no checks and balance system. This plays in very handily with what's going on with the internment camps, the contracts we talked about that KBR got last January that no one wants to talk about. And they're building this NAFTA superhighway right up the center of the United States, which is the most redundant and obviously an inappropriate expenditure we need, because we have the infrastructure already. It's called the railroad and our interstate highway system. That is, unless they have something else planned, and quite frankly, they do. My point is, with these sex offenders, eventually it's going to come to the point, folks, where they're going to say, these people cannot traffic in our neighborhood safely. Our children are not safe, and you want your child to be safe. So we're going to start sending these people to areas where they can live and not have to worry about children. We're going to isolate these people from you. We're going to have these leper colonies. We're going to have these internment camps.
Yeah, and, you know, we should point this out here. Again, what you're saying is vital that people understand, because it just has to start one place with one group of people. And I'm no fan of sexual offenders.
No one is.
Nobody is. But see, the thing is what you're saying here is politically incorrect. It's not PC for you to stick up for these child molesters and things like that. Let me ask you to hang on here, buddy.
Sure.
We got a break to contend with, folks, but we'll be back in just a few minutes with more from our special guest this evening, Bill O'Brien. Okay? Stay with us.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Thanks for sticking around. Our special guest this evening is a whistleblower from the U.S. prison system with some incredible insight, and of course, we realize that you would, my friend. Bill O'Brien, thank you for, as always, being willing to stick your neck out on the line here for us and for the truth. And,
well, I appreciate the compliment, Frank.
It's the truth.
But, you know, it's really interesting. We get back to how... Why would I want to bring up this point of view, after all, since sex offenders, particularly pedophiles, are so reprehensible?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to, again, as we talked several times before about the propaganda machine that exists in this country, you can't sell a massive increase in the cost of prisons to people based on what has been old information, and particularly with an imploding economy. Old information, what am I talking about? The mandatory three strikes you're out prison sentences, the increase in drug trafficking. This is old news, and quite frankly, people are tired of it, and they've become callous to it. So what they have to do is they have to find a hot button that is universally reprehensible to everybody, and then they cloak it under this title, for example, this pedophilia problem that they say now exists in this country. You cover it with this blanket cover. For example, how do you tear up the Constitution of the United States? Well, you cover it with a Pearl Harbor event like 9/11, throw a flag over it, and then call it Homeland Security and the Patriot Act. And next thing you know, the Constitution is in the paper shredder, and we're being tracked by Big Brother, and our entire movements in this country are being monitored. This is the same. This is the next thing that's happening in this country, and people don't realize that they're being played a fool for again.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and it is important that we understand this. And yesterday, I kind of went and sort of explained my position on some things, and I said basically, you know, either you don't want bigger government or you do. You can't have it both ways. You can't agree with more legislation and bigger government and more control mechanisms being put into place only when they agree with your position, because they're always going to find people to agree with them. And this is, like you said, it should be cake for them to get something like this going, because nobody likes sex offenders. Those people don't even like themselves.
Again, I agree. And again, follow the money. Who's going to benefit from this but the crime technology infrastructure people? What people don't realize that, for example, putting bracelets on people and GPS tracking, well, we talked about this before. It sounds like a grand idea, except there are certain limitations to this. If you're in a wooded area, it doesn't work. If you're in the urban jungle, say like the deep city, it doesn't work. And if you're in areas that have high metal content buildings, they don't work. And get this, in California, it's going to cost $10 per day, and that's not per prisoner for this GPS tracking. They're estimating $10 a day per taxpayer, just to start. And we're not even talking about the massive prison increase expenditures that are coming because of the Pew report. A lot of folks are using this as the basis for escalating prison construction as well as budget increase. Heck, California, they want to add another 16,238 beds in their correctional facilities. This is a huge outlay. We're talking $27.5 billion increase over what and above they're expending. So, you know, this serves a multitude of sins. This covers a lot of territory. In the meantime, you're building all these prisons, and, for example, Montana is going to experience in the next 5 years, according to this report, a 41% increase in the amount of prison bed capacity that they presently have. Now, that doesn't sound startling in itself, except that for the last 4 or 5 years, Montana has done everything in their power to reduce their prison population because they don't have the manpower to man the prisons.
Well, you know, it's interesting too, Bill, because if they can basically electronically track all sex offenders, and they can say, or at least cover it up and say, look, this is great, nobody's actually breaking any laws, they can expand it and start letting people out of prison early. Hold on, folks, we're back in three.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. We'll get all this stuff worked out. Let's get back to our guest, Bill O'Brien. Bill, welcome back, sir.
Yes, sir.
And thank you again. When we were leaving off there, what I was saying is that if they can start doing this electronic tracking of sex offenders, mm-hmm. convicted or otherwise, and they can say, hey, look, this works, we're able to keep them out of these areas, that could be a rationale to start freeing up space in the prisons by letting people out with these tracking devices.
If that were consistent, but you know right now they're also passing laws as we speak in New York and adding them to California and others where folks who, when they finish their sex offender charges, are now going to be subjected to psychiatric imprisonment.
Really?
They're going to be committed.
Hmm.
Now, why are they bringing up this tracking with GPS if they're going to be committing these people to psychiatric bed space?
That's an excellent, excellent point. I wondered that, too.
They stagger this information out over a week so you don't get it.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, It's just the way they stagger these stories. I mean, they're going to have Homeland Security also overseeing a lot of this stuff. Well, people don't realize that Homeland Security is about, no one's really watching what's going on, and they're actually, just a few months ago, they were accused of over $34.34 billion in contract mismanagement. I mean, they're spending money hand over fist, and nothing's being done. I mean, it's just terrible what's going on there. And these people are going to be part of the oversight committee. It's appalling to me. And as we talked yesterday, what people also don't realize is that, you know, this is going to really be a shock to you folks. Do you know that the folks want to radically increase the utilization of prisoners for drug experimentation?
Folks? That's interesting.
We're not talking about some kind of rogue organization. We're talking about a federal panel of medical advisors back in August 7th. They said they want to start using inmates more for pharmaceutical testing, big time.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, and this has been going on for years. As a matter of fact, there was a prison down there in Pennsylvania, Holmesburg, that was caught. Well, for years they were being used with the University of Pennsylvania to test carcinogenics, hallucinogenics, psychotropic medications on prison population. I mean, what was going on there makes Tuskegee look like a child's play. I mean, they were even testing things such as dioxin on these people.
Wow.
Yeah, and they want to go back to this. I mean, they really want to start ramping this up because they just don't have a lot of subjects to test this stuff. They want the FDA to oversight this because this is the final phase and it's the safest phase. Oh, give me a break. These are the same people that are telling us that they're going to increase the amount of this avian flu vaccine, and it's already been proven that it doesn't work. And they have, in the initial dose, if it does work, they have to give it 12 times higher than that of the flu vaccine titer.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good. These are the kind of stories that you're not hearing about while all this stuff is going on because they're misdirecting folks. I mean, when you start putting these pieces together, Frank, all of a sudden it gets really ugly and it gets really fast. Another thing that's really ugly about this Jessica's Law is that just like 20 other states, they're now going to have sentencing commissions. What does this mean? Well, a sentencing commission, they're going to make sure that, quote-unquote, that violent criminals and the sex offenders stay in prison and the other folks get out. In other words, they're going to be circumventing the court system. We have laws that set up sentencing guidelines. We have judges and juries who decide who goes to prison for how long. Well, this is all changing underneath the radar screen, folks.
You know, as far as the drug trials and things like that, I assume that because it's being, you know, talked about publicly, that it's not anything that they're being forced upon. But I'd also think that when you're in a prison-type situation, it might be a little easier to convince you to go along with something like this. You might get an extra, I don't know, an extra meal or whatever. Whatever.
They were getting paid $1,500 a month at Holmesburg for a time when the average inmate was making between 15 and 20 cents an hour.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. But the thing is, it really wasn't informed consent because they weren't really, let's face it, they just say, here, we're going to try this stuff out, and here's sign the paper. And that's what it got. They got themselves into deep trouble, and they actually had several lawsuits where they lost out, and that's what shut this thing down. But don't think for one moment that it doesn't exist. We've been doing it for years, a caveat, in a backhanded kind of way, particularly with psychotropics. We tried them out in the prisons, and next thing you know, here you go, they're in they're being utilized for the regular population. We just backtrack about 7 years in October 2000. 300 former inmates sued successfully Dr. Klingman and Dow Chemical and Johnson & Johnson. You wonder why Johnson & Johnson stock's down recently, folks? Here you go. I mean, this stuff's just starting to make its way to the surface, and people are finding out. But the thing of it is, this is going on. I mean, they're going to be increasing the prison population down in the South and the West. You're talking at least a 15-16% increase in prison population in the next 5 years. I mean, this is a heavy burden because this is the fourth leading cost in every state, maintaining and managing these prisons. I mean, and what folks don't realize is that the population is getting older. On one hand, they're crying they can't find qualified guards, which is a joke because the biggest joke in civil service was that the position of a correctional guard was the lowest rung on the civil service ladder. And when they're telling you this, all they're doing is priming you for massive expenditures in this infotech and this crime tech that's coming down the pike, because they've got exotic technology they're just itching to sell to people, because quite frankly, the stock market is imploding as we speak. There really are fewer and fewer areas to really make big profits, and this is one of the areas where there's going to be some huge profits to be made.
It's really disgusting, but you know, another angle that they're working with this whole thing is illegal immigration. They'll say, well, now we've got these immigrant tent cities, which, you know, we call them concentration camps. That's exactly what they are.
Yeah.
And they're complaining. People are saying, oh, these conditions are deplorable. Conditions in a concentration camp? You're kidding me.
Really?
Of course. You know, but the problem is that, again, the American people, if it doesn't affect them personally, most of the time they don't care. They're like, yeah, we got to do something about these immigrants, so yeah, let's do it.
Right.
What they don't realize is, of course, you know as well as anybody, Bill, these things are relatively quick and easy to build, and they could just as well imprison patriots as well as immigrants.
Well, that's the bottom line. This is where it starts. And this, again, they start with something reprehensible that everyone will agree upon. Again, the pedophiles. But, you know, this ever encroaches. There's never a limiter on this stuff. It just keeps building and building and building. The license plate issue. Let's look at it from another perspective. Yeah, it'll make it easier to identify these people if they're out there driving. But number one, how do you know that they're not going to have a workaround program such as getting their brother to buy them the car and getting the plate under their names or their wives or things of this nature? Number two, even if they have the plates, they're going to be a ready target for a lot of road rage. And you're going to have, this is, again, they're going to say, we've got to get these people out of mainstream society because they're being attacked. We need to isolate these people so at least they can have some kind of quality life, whatever that is supposed to mean. You can see how this is starting to evolve. Again, this is exactly how the thing was pawned off on Nazi Germany before they started herding the Jews into the ghettos. This is what was starting. This created the problem. And they're going to find that scapegoat again for this economic implosion that we're starting to experience. And it's amazing, too, that, you know, you had the market, stock market, go down big time this past week. But no one's talking about the SEC charges against 13 for insider trading that occurred this week.
Wow.
Let's keep it real quick. I mean, we're talking people involved with Morgan Stanley, UBS. We're talking Bank of America. Stearns. We're talking some big time people involved in this stuff, but you're not hearing about it because these kind of stories they don't want to give any TV time to, because quite frankly it goes against the corporate profit board that exists out there. The same thing goes with this prison system, this Jessica's Law. I mean, this thing is a real Pandora's box the way it's set up. There's just really no checks and balances to it to really keep it from becoming something more than what it really should be.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that you and I had discussed before, there are various places in the country that are deemed to be what's called test markets.
Yes.
And I've lived in one before, and basically what you see is, let's say there's a new brand of Reese's Pieces.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Reese's Pieces coming out with something new. It's not peanut butter, it's mint or something.
Right.
Well, you know, what they'll do is they'll go to that test market area, and they'll start seeding this product into it, and gauging the response. And if it doesn't go well, then they'll abandon it and you know, whatever. And if it does go well, then it'll go somewhere else. For example, you know, I have digital cable.
Okay.
I just got that this year. I had that like 10 years ago when it first came out. And, mm-hmm. and I remember the whole thing. And, we were like the first people to have this or something in the place we lived. And it was amazing, and everybody really liked it. And obviously, it's going around now. But my point is that test markets are invaluable for corporations in order to gauge people's receptiveness to various products and innovations.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things you and I had discussed before, and I wonder if you might expand on for the listeners here on the nighttime show, is how the prison system is used as a test market for corporations for things like microchips and whatnot.
Absolutely. This is where the beta testing goes for just practically everything that's in society now. Let's back up the truck here. About 18 years when I started in the system, and it was the more traditional prison system. Well, we had all these wonderful laws that came out because of all these mandatory drug sentencing laws that came out during the Clinton years, 94, 95. So here we go. We started out first with sex offenders with DNA mapping. Now we DNA test everybody. We got a DNA database on everyone who gets into this prison system. They started microchipping prisoners about 4 years ago, and you didn't hear about that. Well, that's where it started. CCD camera. We take it for granted. We watch the news, and we see traffic backed up, and we have all these CCD cameras from the Department of Transportation. It started in the prison system. You have all this other surveillance technology that exists, microsensors and remote sensing and everything that goes from capstan spray and tasers. Well, guess where this came from? Well, tasers actually came from torturing, and then we used them in the prison system. And then go down to where it is now, where I have to go into prison, biometrics. We started biometrics and also the digital paycheck. 4 or 5 years ago, it became law where, we couldn't get a hard paycheck anymore. We had to get the digital paycheck. And now you have this digital currency. No longer do these things come under legal tender laws, and no one's talking about it. These little things that just don't seem by themselves to mean a whole lot, when you start seeing where it all started and how they marketed it with people and seen how they reacted and they fine-tuned it, then it came to us. How about the way your health care is being pared back and all your co-pays? We started this 10 years ago with co-pays and starting to ratchet down what drugs the inmates could get and what medical services that were being provided, while the cost kept going higher and higher, and inmate co-pays were growing. As a matter of fact, inmate co-pays is around $4.50 when they come to sitcom now. To me and you, that doesn't sound like much. That's probably a tip at the local restaurant. Well, you're making 29 cents an hour. That's a big chunk of change. And they're seeing how they tolerate that because downstream, our co-pays are going way up.
Mm-hmm. Especially
see how
when
it works?
It's exactly right.
And again, let's talk about the misdirection just real quick about this pedophilia and this Jessica's Law. Wonderful. Let's just say that it needs to be done and it's just hunky-dory and it's all clean and it's all above board. Okay. What are some of the areas that they're not talking about that are rampant areas of pedophilia that are being addressed? Can we talk about Walt Disney World? Walt Disney World is one of the biggest magnets for pedophiles that they hire, and they keep it real quiet because they have their own police department. Chuck Carter talked about this at length back in 99. They have had many, many cases of kids being attacked by pedophiles there, and they handle it quietly. They offer financial offers, and they just keep the whole system real quiet. Well, hey, it still exists, but I don't see anything being ramped up in Disney World to handle these sex offenders. Again, drug trafficking. You think that they've really got a handle on drug trafficking? We talked about what Guantanamo Bay in Cuba is really for. Another thing is, how about these cruise ships that go up and down the coast? 15-story Taj Mahals. When was the last time these places were ever boarded and checked for contraband? They never are. And it comes in. It's right underneath everyone's nose, and no one even pays attention to it. But then again, they have you look at the little drug offender that they catch going up and down I-95, and they make you think like they're doing something about it. The truth of the matter is that's just a token arrest, and it's business as usual for what really goes on in this country. And drugs and, quite honestly, the sex offender business, this is big bucks and big profiting.
Well, when you're looking at all that stuff, and you're right, I mean, the prisoners are not only taken advantage of, because obviously when you have less, it takes less convincing to get you to comply with various things, as you mentioned about the informed consent, and then who knows what else. But you know, as far as the microchips and things like that, with the implants, I suspect it would be... Yeah, it would be a situation where they'd say, listen, you know, you're going to be chipped, whether it's an ankle bracelet or whatever, but at least if you're chipped inside your body, nobody's going to notice, okay? So you won't have the license plate-esque sort of marking identifying you as a non-desirable person.
You're one step ahead of it, Frank.
Yeah,
you're right on target, and I think it's worth going.
Yeah, and I think they might also say, you know, your parole board would be look much more favorably on you if you agree to something like this than if you don't. Hang on, Bill. We're back in 3 minutes, folks, with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. This first hour has been brought to you by our good friends down at Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to a multitude of recreational activities that are really specific only here to Arkansas. We've got a little bit of everything in this state. It's a lot of fun, and Howard Creek Resort in a beautiful, beautiful part of the state. So consider Howard Creek Resort when you're planning your next family vacation spot. It's family friendly. The kids are always welcome too. There's lots of fun stuff for them to do as well. You can check it out online at howardcreek.com, or you can call them toll free at 877-253-7690. Back to our good friend, and again, prison system whistleblower from the United States system, Bill O'Brien. Thank you again so much.
Yes, sir.
When we left off, we were talking about the microchip and about how this whole thing would go, because obviously, you know, people who are criminals, I mean, you know, granted there are some that certainly want to, you know, start over, and being branded with an ex-con tag that's visible to everybody is something nobody wants.
No.
So the idea of a subdermal microchip implant would be probably a welcome one.
Well, they're going to have events where they're going to have folks that are going to be attacked, if not murdered. And this is what's going to lead to it, unfortunately. And because, let's face it, the test marketing, again, in the prison system is that people don't want these things. Even no one wants those microchips.
Sure.
And so they have to figure out some way to make it palatable to people. And this is what they're just they're repackaging things. I mean, let's face it. Look, in the 80s, you know, everyone was buying more fuel-efficient cars because of the price of fuel, and nobody wanted big, ugly four-wheel drive vehicles in the late 70s, early 80s because of their gas guzzling. So, you know, they had to repackage them to make them more appealing, and here they are again. So this is what the same thing is going on in the prison system. And you know, they keep test marketing it and keep reworking the propaganda because, let's face it, what's happened with Homeland Security and with the Bush administration's war, if no pun intended, it's blown up in their face. And so they have to figure out some other way to get this stuff into the system, the internment camps, the microchips, the ultra-high-tech surveillance system, and the other robo-police cop, the stuff that's out there, the iris scanners. They have portable iris scanners now that can check you out and write and have a complete database from the entire correctional system throughout the world, and they can do it almost instantaneously. How do you get this stuff into the system to where people want it and actually demand it? And this is how they're going about it. They're doing the end run with Jessica's Law, and who else knows what's going to come on next down the pipe, because they have to. Again, they're also going to be using, I was talking to your engineer before the show. I said, CCA, that's Correctional Corporation of America. Not too many people know what that means. This is a private prison industry, and this is not small potatoes. They handle over, about 60,000 inmates in this country. I mean, we're talking big-time business here. That's a lot of humanity.
It's a for-profit industry.
And they're going to be the ones who are getting the contracts, besides KBR, to build these internment camps and run them, because this gives politicians plausible deniability of ignorance, and it also, again, it adds another layer of a barrier of getting the information out, because they can hide this under intellectual property of the corporation.
Oh, wow.
And plus, there's money to be made. It can be sold to Wall Street.
That's disgusting, and yet not so.
It's slavery.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. Well, you know, it changes things a bit, because what we see in the argument when it comes to prisons is much like we saw with the Patriot Act. People say, hey, you can make harsh anti-terrorism laws because I'm not a terrorist. I don't mind. What a lot of people don't realize is that the prisons are basically expanding and growing. It is an industry. It's a profit-making industry, and they'll be making space for all of us. So hang on, Bill, and we'll head into hour number two here, folks, in about 90 seconds. Please stay with us for more Frankly Speaking Radio.